John the Apostle was the cousin of Jesus, and probably when he walked with Jesus during Jesus' ministry, he was but a young teen. He lived almost to the end of the first century. He is the one who wrote the book of Revelation. It's called the Revelation of Jesus Christ. John is the only apostle that, according to church tradition, was not martyred for his faith, but he sure suffered for it. I'll tell you that. He was tortured, and then he was imprisoned on Patmos, an island in the Mediterranean, a man to whom much was revealed. And that which was revealed to him is called the revelation of Jesus Christ. Let's read about the first part of that. Revelation chapter 1, verse 1. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave to him, to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass. And he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John, who bore record of the word of God in the testimony of Jesus Christ and of all the things that he saw. Blessed is he that reads, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. We understand as Christians that we don't have anything except that which we have received. What we know about God has been revealed by God. We can go and have a nice theology constructed in our mind of what God should be like and all his attributes, but that's just our thinking. Philosophers have been talking and thinking and writing and arguing for some 3,500 years, and they still can't decide what you can know for sure. But this is what we understand. We know that what is revealed to us in the Word of God is true. In the Bible, in the book, we are called people of the book. And the reason for that is that we understand that we have nothing except that which God has given us. And in the Bible, we have the record of God's efforts to redeem mankind unto himself. Man was created perfect. He was created to be an immortal being and have an immortal body. And when mankind turned against God and sinned against God, we lost our immortal bodies. Our soul remains immortal, but our bodies are dying and wasting away. And there will come a day when God will give all of us a new body, both the wicked and the just. But all of this is revealed to us in scriptures, through his prophets, through the apostles of Jesus Christ, and this record is written down for us. I don't understand sometimes why I'm a little reluctant to pick up and read the Bible. Perhaps we think we've read it all before and there's nothing new. We know what's in there. We know the Bible stories. We know this and that. But you know, every time that I open the Bible, something new comes to me. There's really nothing new under the sun, but there's lots of things that are new to me because I can't grasp everything that's in the Bible. It's fathomless. And when we read and when we listen to the Spirit of God as we read, truth comes to us. And God is revealed to us, and his plan is revealed to us, both the plan for the whole world and the plan for our own lives. Let's pray. Father in heaven, I thank you for the revelation of Jesus Christ that I find in the Bible. From the beginning to the end, it's about your redemptive effort in Jesus Christ. Thank you for your efforts in my behalf and for the revelation that I have. I don't have to guess. I don't have to think it up myself. I don't have to decide what is right and wrong, what is true and untrue. I can depend on your word. I want to thank you, Lord, for that. And I will stand by your word because there's nothing else in this world that I can really hang on to but your word and your truth. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.